弟兄姐妹，我代表我们教会向、各位弟兄姐妹问安、特别是在这个复活节的日子。
I especially on the time of Easter on behalf of our church and give greetings to all brothers and sisters.
愿神与你们同在。
May God be with you.
我们一起祷告好吗？
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，
Our Heavenly Father,
爱我们的主耶稣基督，
and the Lord Jesus Christ who loves us.
我们凭着你自己的信实，凭着你自己的慈爱来到你的面前。
We come before you in your faithfulness and in your love.
你所应许的都在主耶稣基督的身上已经成就了。
What you have promised has been accomplished in the Lord Jesus Christ.
不但成就了，你还给我们一个将来的盼望。
Not only it has accomplished, you also have given us a hope for the future.
我们知道我们的盼望不在这个世界上。
We know that our hope is not in this world.
当我们的身体衰败的时候，
When our body decays,
当我们死掉的时候，
When we die,
这些所有的东西都不再是我们的盼望。
All of this will no longer be our hope.
但是我们感谢你，
But we thank you.
主耶稣从死里复活，
Our Lord Jesus Christ was raised from death.
让我们有永生的盼望。
So that we may have eternal hope.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们今天来到你的面前。
Today we come before you.
求你把你自己的话向我们解开。
May you open, release your words to us.
让我们能够听了，能够明白。
So that we may hear and understand.
而且我们可以活出来。
And we can also live it out.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 今天是复活节哈。
Today is Easter.
我自己想，凡相信主耶稣他是基督是弥赛亚的，都会庆祝这个节日。
I believe whoever believes the Lord Jesus is the Messiah, he will celebrate this occasion.
复活节不是 bunny、
Easter is not just a little rabbit.
也不是这个复活节的彩蛋。
It's not just the Easter eggs.
但是对我们来讲，这是一个很重要的日子。
But、to us, it's a very important day.
但是呢，我自己在想，我们在教会里面久了的人。
But I think for those of us who've been in the church for quite a while.
我们每年就这样子过。
We do this every year.
会不会好像养成了一个习惯、
So we just become a habit.
主耶稣复活的真理，
The truth of our Lord's resurrection.
不再是那么触动我们的心，
No longer stir up our hearts.
甚至到一个地步，我们只用嘴唇来谈这些事情。
Even to a point that we just give lip services.
我们就是用嘴巴来讲一讲，唱一唱。
We will talk, we will sing with our mouth.
那么基督的复活或者是他再来对你来讲是不是很遥远的事情？
The coming again of Jesus and his resurrection to you, is that a remote event?
不管是回头看，
Whether you look back,
2000年以前，
2000 years ago,
或者是往后看，
Or you look forward,
我的意思是说往前看哈，
so you look forward.
那么也不知道有多远。
We don't know how far.
其实你真的想看啊，大概顶多不过七八十年而已。
So if you think, may not only be 70-80 years.
我们中间有很多很年轻的朋友。
There are many young friends in our midst.
对你们来讲，也许是七八十年。
For you, maybe 70-80 years.
对我们中间有一部分人来讲。大概三四十年都没有了。
For some of us, may not even be more than 30 years.
我们就要面对一件事情。
We have to face a matter.
就是主复活的事情。
Is the Lord's resurrection.
因为他如果复活了。
Because if he resurrected.
我们相信他复活了。
We believe he is raised.
很快我们就要面对他。
We will meet him quite soon.
哥林多前书第十五章。
15th chapter of the First Corinthians
是在整本 整个哥林多前后书，甚至在整本圣经里面，都是基督教信仰非常重要的一个信息。
It's a very important message regarding the Christian faith in the entire Bible.
保罗在这里面让我们看见，不但只是一个知识。
Paul led us to believe this is not only just a knowledge.
而且是一个生命的流露。
It's a way of manifesting life.
是一个见证。
It's a testimony.
当我们活在人群当中的时候。
When we live among people.
那今天呢，我希望借着这一段经文，
so today I hope through this passage,
就好像保罗在第一节所说的，
just like what Paul said in verse 1,
他要提醒我们，
he want to remind us,
他要再重新的让他们知道福音到底是什么，
let them once again to know what is the gospel,
提醒我们自己，
remind ourselves,
也查验我们自己属灵的光景，
and so also examine our spiritual circumstances.
首先我们要想的一件事情，
First we need to think,
就是基督复活是福音的中心，
that the resurrection of Christ is the center of the gospel.
保罗重新复习，
Paul start to review,
提醒他们，
remind them.
他说我先前所传给你们的福音，
is what I have taught you before,
不是刚刚才有的。
It's not just what we have now.
他说我一开始就告诉你们了。
I have preached to you at the beginning.
这是我们从哥林多前书里面我们知道的。
This we know from the First Corinthians.
同样的福音。
Same gospel.
从来没有改变过。
Never have changed.
请看第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
他说我当日所领受又传给你们的。
For what I received, I passed on to you.
保罗他常常很肯定的讲，他说我当日所领受的又传给你们。刚才我们擘饼的时候我们就听到这一句话。
Paul often a very confirming himself that of what I have received I passed on.
他说第一要紧的。
The first important.
第一。
First.
我们常常在看保罗书信的时候，他讲了第一之后后面就没有第二第三的。
We often see in the Pauline epistles, he may say the first,Then we don't find the second.
但是保罗他的意思就是说，这个是最重要的一件事情。
So what he meant is the most important.
就是照着圣经所说的。
According to what's in the Bible.
那么那个圣经是什么圣经呢？
So what Bible is that?
在保罗的时代，现在的圣经还没有完全成型。
In the days of Paul, the Bible of today was not formed yet.
所以保罗的教导都是跟着旧约来的。
So Paul's teaching came from the Old Testament.
他告诉我们在旧约里面神就已经预言了。
So he says God prophesies even in the Old Testament.
他说基督，保罗称他为基督弥赛亚。
Paul calls him Messiah, for him is Christ.
神道成了肉身。
God became man.
成了人的样子。
Became man's image.
当神的使者在告诉玛利亚他已经怀孕的时候，从圣灵怀孕的时候。
When God's angels told Maria that she has been pregnant by the Spirit.
他就告诉他，你所生的是一个男孩。
So he told her what she will be giving birth to a boy.
你要给他起名叫耶稣。
You shall call him Jesus.
这是耶稣是道成了肉身成形之后起的名字。
So Jesus is the name that was given when the Word became flesh.
后来他被钉死在十字架上，
And then he was nailed on the cross.
为我们的罪代替我们死，
And he died in substitute for our
给我们开了一条路，
And opened a way for us.
希伯来书那边告诉我们是一条又新又活的路，
In the Hebrew it says it's a new and living road.
把我们的罪的问题解决了，
So it resolved the problem of our sin.
让我们看见我们人今天为什么是这个样子？
Let us see how we become we are today.
为什么我们是好像提多书那边所讲的，我们是可恨的，然后我们又是彼此相恨的。
So why it was described in Titus that we are hateful and we are being hated?
为什么我们做很多事情，我们不明白我们为什么要做？
Why we do so many things, we do not understand why we did it.
为什么我们不知道为什么我们会跌倒？
Why do we fall?
主耶稣的十字架就为我们解决了这个问题。
Jesus solved the problem for us on the cross.
相信的人就能够与神和好。
Whoever so believes shall be reconciled with God.
成为神的儿女。
Become God's children.
然后我们再看第四节。
Then we see verse 4.
先是告诉我们说基督为我们的罪死了，然后他又告诉我们说而且埋葬了。
The first is Jesus died for us.For our sins, and then he was buried.
又照圣经所说。
According to the scripture.
所以这个圣经是很重要很重要的。
That's why this scripture is very important.
保罗他说他是从神领受的。
Paul says that he received from God.
那么他从圣经他又告诉我们说圣经上是这样子讲。
He also tells that this was told in the scriptures.
他说圣经上说三天以后从死里复活。
He said, in the Bible, it says that he died and resurrected in 3 days.
那么他从死里复活，所以神就立他为基督。
Because he was raised from death, he was called Christ.
如果你告诉人家，你说我是个基督徒。
If you tell people that I'm a Christian.
你告诉人家我是信耶稣，是基督的。
You tell them, I believe in Jesus, I'm a Christian.
信耶稣是基督的，那么你这个就是你真正的信仰的中心。
So I believe in Jesus and I belong to Christ. That is the center of your faith.
也是福音的中心。
It's also the center of the gospel.
保罗在写信给哥林多教会的人，他一开始的时候他就这样讲。
When Paul, in the very beginning, when Paul wrote to the first Corinthians, he said,
他告诉这些弟兄姐妹,
he told the brothers and sisters,
他说基督差遣他做使徒,
he says, he was sent by Jesus to be the apostle.
他就是传这个福音,
he was to preach this gospel.
他不知道别的,
he doesn't know anything else.
他不知道还有其他的福音的,
he doesn't know there's any other gospel.
所以当他写信给加拉太人的时候,
so when he wrote for the Galatians,
他很肯定的, 很绝对的说, 他说你们听到的那个不是福音。
He was very confident to say that what you have heard is not the gospel.
他也告诉哥林多教会的人, 他说他不知道用什么智慧的话来传福音。
He also told the people in the Corinthians he does not know how to,What kind of wise words he can use to preach?
他也 不知道用人喜欢听的话来传福音。
He cannot preach gospel using words people like to hear.
他只知道传讲基督耶稣和他钉十字架的道理。
He can only preach Jesus Christ and that he was nailed on the cross.
他讲了一句话很有意思哈。
He said something.
他说免得基督钉十字架的大能就浪费了。
Lest the great power of Christ dying on the cross be wasted.
那么我们顺圣经的翻译是说，免得基督钉十字架枉费了他的钉十字架。
Lest the Christ dying on the cross became vain.
换句话讲
，In other words,
他就告诉人，他说他只知道传基督耶稣和他的钉十字架，免得基督白钉十字架了。
So he only preached.Jesus and his nailing on the cross, unless that Jesus died in vain.
他告诉哥林多教会的人。
So he told people in the Corinthians.
他说这个福音你们已经知道了。
You knew this gospel.
而且这个福音你们也已经领受了。
You have received this gospel.
然后他也告诉他们，他说这个福音又你们能够靠着它永远站在神的面前。
He has told them you can stand before God according to this.
不会被丢弃的。
You shall never be forsaken.
罗马书第五章那边告诉我们。
In Romans 5, it tells us.
他说我们既因信称义。
That we became righteous through faith.
就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
So we can be reconciled with our God.
我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这个恩典中。
We can become to stand in the Grace by faith.
并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的人呢，盼望神的荣耀。
And we can also hope for the glory of God with joy.
保罗告诉哥林多教会的人。
Paul told the people in the first Corinthians.
再回到十五章第二节。
We'll go back to chapter.
他说，如果你们不是突然相信。
If you do not believe in vain.
换句话讲，他就是说，如果你们的信是真的不是假的哈。
In other words, if your faith is true, it's not false.
如果你们没有悔改。
If you have not repented,
如果你们没有是没有改变的那种信仰的话，
if you have not changed your faith,
保罗说你们就是突然相信，
otherwise you'll be believed in vain.
但是保罗说你们不是的，
but Paul says you're not.
保罗很肯定的，因为他说假若哈，所以这是保罗很肯定的一种说法。
So Paul said that he's very confident.
他说所以你们能以持守我所传给你们的。
So you can stand firm what I have preached to you.
他说这个福音能够救你们。
And this gospel can save you.
保罗在这里是讲到将来的得救。
So here he's talking about the salvation in the future.
在希伯来书第九章二十八节那边就讲得很清楚。
In Hebrew 9:28 it says that
他说将来主耶稣基督还要再来。
But in the future, our Lord Jesus shall come.
他说要向那些等候他的人第二次显现。
He shall appear himself second time to those who are waiting for him.
他说这一次是与罪没有关系的。
But this time it has nothing to do with sin.
乃是要拯救属他的人。
Is to receive those who belong to him.
这是第一个，我们从这一段经文我们要思考的。
So this is the first thing we need to.Meditate in this passage.
第二方面
The second,
就是基督复活是有凭有据的。
So there is evidence of Christ being raised.
圣经里面告诉我们说主耶稣复活之后他花了四十天在地上。
The Bible teaches us that the Lord spent 40 days after being raised.
到处向人显现。
Appear to everyone.
在哥林多前书这边告诉我们，首先他向基法，就是彼得显现。
So in here it says he first appeared to Peter.
我们都知道，彼得当耶稣在大祭司的院子里面被审问的时候
，We know that when Jesus was questioned by the high priest, Peter was there.
他有三次不承认耶稣是他的主。
Three times.He denied Jesus was his Lord.
后来发生什么事情啊
？What happened after that?
后来彼得去哪里做什么
？Where did Peter go? What did he do?
他就去大哭啊
！He went and sobbed.
他需要看见主复活。
He needs to see the Lord's resurrection.
他需要被主的复活所碰到。
He needs to be touched.By the resurrection of God, our Lord.
有一些书上面就告诉我，他说主耶稣不一定要向他显现。
Some books say that our Lord didn't need to.
主耶稣向他显现是主耶稣是神的恩慈。
So when Jesus appeared to Peter, is God's gift.
弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
你有没有想过，我们过去也是不认识他的
？Have you thought?In the past, we did not know him either.
和他是与仇敌一样。
And we were in enmity with him.
但是有人把主耶稣复活的福音告诉你了。
But people have told you the gospel of the resurrection of our Lord.
你有没有想过这是主的恩慈
？Have you thought this was a gift?
他的目的是要领你悔改。
The purpose to lead you for repentance.
我自己的想象啊，在这个地方我通常我会想象一件事情。
In here, I normally imagine one thing.
如果这位出卖他的犹大没有自杀的话
，If Judah who betrayed him did not commit suicide，
我自己在想，主耶稣会不会向他显现
？I was thinking, would Jesus appear himself to him？
你们说会不会
？What do you think？
我们不知道，圣经上没有记载。
We don't know, Bible didn't say so.
但是我们可以从我们对于这位神的认识，我们可以想，他会不会向犹大显现
？But through our knowledge of our God, we can think whether he will appear to Judah.
圣经上告诉我们说，先向基法显现，然后又显给十二个使徒看。
The Bible says he first appeared to the Peter.Then to the 12.
虽然少了一个
，Even though there was one less，
但是圣灵还是感动这个作者，叫他写十二个。
But the Spirit moved the author to write 12.
在他的这些使徒中间，有一个人叫做 Thomas， 叫做多马。
In one of his disciples is Thomas.
当主耶稣向其他的门徒显现的时候
，When Christ appeared to the other disciples，
他不在
，Thomas was not there。
其他的门徒就告诉他说，主耶稣向我们显现了。
So the rest of the disciples told him that Jesus appeared to us。
这个多马，我们人常常说他是科学头脑。
We often describe Thomas as have a brain of science。
他坚持不信。
He insists not in believing。
他说：“我若是没有看见他手上的钉痕
，He had not seen the nail, the marks of the nail。
如果我没有用我自己的指头探入他的肋旁。”
If I have not sent, put my finger into the wound of his side，
他说我总不相信。
I shall never believe。
刚硬不刚硬啊
？How hard is it？
我们中间有没有这种刚硬的人
？Do we have people such hardened heart in our midst？
后来第二次，主找了一个机会向他的门徒显现。
And then God found, the Lord found a way to appear to his disciples。
这一次多马在场。
At this time, Thomas was there.
主耶稣特别把多马的名字提出来。
At that time, Jesus mentioned Thomas' name specially.
他说：“伸过你的指头来。”
He says, "Reach over with your finger."
摸我的手。
Touch my hands.
伸出你的手来，探入我的肋旁。
You put your hands into my side.
不要疑惑。
Do not doubt.
总要信。
Always believe.
多马的反应呢
？What's Thomas' reaction？
多马就说：“我的主，我的神。”
Thomas said, "My God, my Lord."
耶稣对他说：“你因看见了才信我。”
Jesus said, "You believed after you have seen me."
他说：“那些没有信、没有看见就信的，就有福了。”
For those who believe without seeing me are blessed.
就是因为这一句话。
Just because of this.
弟兄姐妹，你我都应该感谢神。
So brothers and sisters, you and I, we should thank God.
因为你我都是因为看见没有看见而蒙福的人。
Because we are blessed because we have not seen it.
保罗又告诉我们，另外还有一个证据，就是主一次显给超过500人看。
There's another evidence, Paul says. Our Lord, after he was raised, he appeared to More than 500 people.
在第一世纪的教会里面都知道这件事情。
So during the first century church, they all know about this.
所以保罗说，他说其中一大半到如今还在我们当中哈。
He says many of them are still in our midst.
到了第七节的时候，他又显给另外一个人看。
And verse 7, he appeared himself to another person.
这个人叫做雅各。
So this is James.
我相信这个雅各啊，是耶稣他在地上同母异父的兄弟弟。
I believe this James was the brother who is the half brother of a different father.
当主耶稣在世上的时候
，When Jesus was in the world,
他们对主耶稣的身份总是存着一个怀疑的态度。
They always have doubted Jesus' position.
主耶稣知道。这个人也需要看见他的复活。
So our Lord Jesus knows this one needs to see his resurrection.
需要被坚固。
He needs to be enforced.
这也是主的恩慈。
This is also the grace and gift of God.
到了第八节。
Come to verse 8.
保罗他说末了显给他看。
Paul said that he appeared to me last.
他说他好像未到期而生产的。
As if he was a premature baby.
没有发育好的。
Not quite well developed.
其实他的意思就是说照着他的那个样子啊。
He was says according to his situation.
他不应该生下来的。
He shouldn't even be born.
但是他告诉我们他说他生不逢时啊。
He was telling us he wasn't born in the right time.
他不是可怜他自己没有好的发展。
He was not a pit himself for not having good development.
他是完全针对的，他没有像其他的使徒一样，能够面对面的、亲自的，能够用手去摸、跟随主耶稣。
He was saying that he was not like the other disciples who would be with Christ personally and can touch him.
因为他是抵挡教会的。
Because he was persecuting the church.
他是逼迫教会的。
He was persecuting the church.
当他有一次去大马色的路上。
When he was on his way to Damascus,
他要捉那些基督徒。
He was going to catch those Christians.
在那个时候，主耶稣亲自向他显现。
At that time, our Lord Jesus appeared to him personally.
他说他自己是不配的，在第九节。
So in verse 9, he says, he is not deserving.
因为他曾经是耶稣基督的仇敌。
Because he was the enemy of Jesus Christ.
他也不明白。
He didn't understand.
直到主耶稣向他显现。
Until Lord Jesus appeared to him.
主耶稣问他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”
So, Jesus asked him, "Saul and Saul, why did you persecute me?"
弟兄姐妹，你们有没有看见主耶稣跟他讲的话？他说：“你为什么逼迫我？”他从来没有见过主耶稣。
So, did you hear what he said? Why did you persecute me? Paul never saw Jesus.
因为他是逼迫主的身体，他是逼迫教会。
Because he was persecuting Lord's body, the church.
但是主耶稣的恩临到他的身上。
But the grace of Christ fall upon him.
主不但向他显现。
Not only the Lord.Appeared to him,
而且立他做使徒
and ordained him to be apostle,
差遣他
sent him
到外邦人的地方去传福音
to preach to the Gentiles,
就是非犹太人
that's non-Jewish people.
神用他超过其他的使徒
God used him more than he used any of the other apostles.
他说我比众使徒格外劳苦
He says thatI've worked harder more than the other apostles.
保罗并不是在这里很骄傲的说，你看吗？你们这些使徒怎么能够比得上我呢？我比你们做得多啊。
Here doesn't mean Paul is proud that I did more than you. You are not as good as I am.
不是的。
That's not true.
乃是神向他的恩典。
This is speaking of God's grace to him.
借着使徒们。
Through the apostles,
圣灵在教会里面把主耶稣的福音保存下来了。
So Holy Spirit preserved Jesus' message in the church.
这本圣经就是证据。
So this Bible is the evidence.
保罗在新约里面，除了其他的使徒之外，他一个人就写了信，就写了十二封。
Paul, besides the other apostles, he personally wrote.12 epistles.
甚至圣灵把教会的真理真的是很完全的启示给他。
Through the Spirit, Paul was revealed the entire truth.
一直到今天。
Until this day.
凡是属于主耶稣的教会。
Wherever the church belongs to Jesus.
都是被建造以主耶稣为根基以他的话为蓝图。
So it's built upon Christ as the foundation and His words as the blueprint.
我们再看十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
保罗这样子讲，他说，不论是他自己或者是其他的使徒，福音就是这样子传开了。
He says, whether then it was I or they, this is what we preach.
而且他说，你们就是这样子信了。
And this is what you believed.
历世历代各种异端。想要摧毁教会。
Throughout the ages, there are many false religions who want to destroy the church.
想要改变这个福音。
They want to change the gospel.
但是主耶稣讲。
But Jesus said,
他说他的教会是建造在这个磐石，就是他自己的身体上面。
He says his church was built on this rock, that's his own body.
他说阴间的权柄是不能胜过他的。
So that the power of Hades will never overcome him.
虽然我们从教会历史上看见。
So through the church history.
从主后500年一直到1517年。
Since 500 B,
主后
after Christ until 1717.
差不多有1000年的时间。
This is about 1700 years.1000 years.
我们称为黑暗时期。
We call it the dark age.
但是圣灵仍然借着他自己的话。
But the Spirit, through his own words,
来拯救他的教会。
Continue to save the church.
就是这个复活的信息。
So this is the message of the resurrection.
有凭有据的。
So there is solid evidence.
第三,
the third.
基督的复活是我们信仰的落实。
So the resurrection of Christ is the promise of our faith.
换句话讲，就是我们这个里面这个复活的生命流露出来的。
In other words, it's the way we demonstrate our life through the resurrection.
在这里，保罗用的是反面的论证，哈。
So he uses a negative argument.
但是保罗他看见的是什么呢？ 就是在当时 教会里面已经受到外面的异教，一些这个稀奇古怪的学说的冲击。
So Paul saw in those days the churches are attacked by the false teachers.
所以他说，到十二节那边他就讲，他说，既然我已经把基督从死里复活，基督是从死里复活了，怎么在你们中间有人说没有死人复活的事呢？
So that's why in verse 12 Paul says that I have told you that Christ has been raised from the dead. How come some of you still does not believe in resurrection?
他说，若没有死人复活的事，
he said, if there's no resurrection,
基督也就没有复活了，
then Christ was not raised.
因为在当时可能也受到一些撒都该人的影响，
maybe they were affected by the Septuagint.
在当时的教会中有一些人说，人的肉身是不可能复活的。
In those times in the churches, there are group people who does not believe in resurrection.
其实这些人的野心是什么呢？
So what was their ambition?
就是要否定耶稣从死里复活。
So they want to deny that Jesus was raised.
所以保罗用两面的一个方法来证明。
So Paul used two different ways.
就好像一把剑有两刃，
it's like a double-edged sword.
他告诉我们，基督复活，信他的人就是与他一同复活。
So he says, when Christ is raised, whoever believes in him will also be raised.
圣灵使我们与他的生命联合。
The Spirit made us to be united with his life.
而且我们 因为受洗，我们就归入他的名下，变成了他的身体。
So through baptism, we went under his name and become part of his body.
圣灵借着保罗讲得很清楚，传这个福音。
The Spirit made it clear preaching this passage through Paul.
他告诉我们，
he tells us,
他说你向人做见证，
if you testify to people,
你带领人到教会，
you lead people to church,
在教会里面教导，
teach in the church,
在教会里面传道，
preach in the church,
都是因为那个复活的生命在你的里面所表现出来的。
It's all because the life of resurrection is demonstrated in you.
因为基督复活，
because Christ is raised,
你才能够有信心，
then you can have faith.
因为基督复活，
because Christ is raised,
你才知道你自己的罪是得到赦免。
Then you know that your sins are forgiven.
如果基督没有复活，
if Jesus was not raised,
我不希望用这一句话，
I don't like to use this sentence.
基督没有复活，
if Christ was not raised,
或者是说你也不信基督复活，
or if you do not believe Christ was raised,
或者是说你不信死人会复活，
or if you do not believe that cannot resurrect,
你的信心， can't resurrect, 你的信心是假的，
then your faith is false,
你不是基督徒，
then you are not a Christian.
因为我们看第16节，
so let's read verse 16.
他说，因为死人若不复活， 基督也就没有复活了。
So if the dead was not raised, then Christ is not raised.
他说，基督如果没有复活， 你们的信便是徒然。
So if Christ was not being raised, your faith is photo.
下面这句话更厉害。
The next is even more important.
他说，你们仍然在罪里面。
Then you will continue to be in sin.
不管你在教会里面做什么事情，
doesn't matter what you do in the church,
不管你有什么服事，
doesn't matter what's your service,
保罗告诉我们都是假的。
Paul tells us it's all not important.
如果你不相信耶稣基督 是神叫他从死里复活的话，
if you do not believe Jesus Christ was raised by God from death,
我们在教会里面做的任何事情都没有意义了，
then whatever we do in church has no meaning.
我们仍然是在我们的罪里面，
we're still in our sin.
我们的罪 没有得到赦免。
Our sins were not forgiven.
今天我们在教会里面，我们可以看到有一些这样子的人。
Today we can see some of these people in our church.
他们相信，哦，到教会，教会很好，是劝人向善的。
He says, "Let's go to church. It's good. They teach us to be good."
圣经上有很多好的教训。
There are many good teachings in the Bible.
有很多好的做人的道理。
There are many good ways to be to live.
甚至也有很多人相信说神会借着圣经，会借着教会，会借着基督徒改变我们，使我们成为一个更好的人。
Some people believe that God can change us to become better persons through the Bible, through the preaching.
改变我们的环境。
Change our circumstances.
不管是物质的环境，或者是人际关系。
Or in people relations.
你如果不信耶稣复活。
If you do not believe Christ was raised.
你如果不信死人复活。
If you do not believe death can resurrect.
这两个在保罗的论证里面，保罗的认识里面是同样的一回事情。
So this too in Paul's thinking is the same.
你如果不信。
If you do not believe.
你没有得救。
You are not saved.
你还是在你的罪里面。
You are still in your sins.
如果你今天死亡。
If you die today.
我们中国人都不喜欢听这种话。
We don't like to hear that. It's Chinese.
我们在教会里面很多老人家。
There are many elderly people in the church.
他们知道他们时间不多了。
They know they don't have much time left.
他们仍然不愿意跟我谈这些事情。
But they still do not talk about death with me.
但是圣经上给我们的警告是很清楚的。
But the warning from the Bible is clear.
他说你如果今天死了的话。
If you die today.
你如果不信基督从死里复活
If you do not believe Christ was raised from death
你的死亡是永远的灭亡
Then your death is eternal
到了十九节
Came to verse 19
保罗甚至告诉我们他说这句话哈，保罗是这样讲他说如果我们他说一个不相信基督复活或者是死人复活的这个人他信耶稣的目的就是为了今生的盼望
Paul says if somebody who does not believe Christ is raised his purpose in believing in Christ is only the hope for this life
保罗说这是最可怜的一种人
He said this is the most pitiful man
他说比众人更可怜
is more pitied than all men
因为他骗了他自己一生
because he has deceived himself his entire life
最后一方面我们要思想
so the last we need to meditate
我们是从三十一节到三十三节
from verse 31 to 33
基督复活和我的生活方式就是 lifestyle
The relation between Christ's resurrection and my lifestyle.
三十一节到三十三节也可以说是基督复活在我们日常生活中的我们所谓的应用哈。
So, from verse 31 to 33 is how do we apply Jesus' resurrection in our daily lives?
在这里，圣灵感动保罗写出他自己在生活中所受到的困难或者是苦难。
Here, the Spirit moved Paul to speak of the difficulties that he experienced in his life.
在三十一节，他说：“弟兄们，我在我主基督耶稣里，指着你们所夸的口，极力的说，我是天天冒死。”
Now here he says that the brothers that I die every day, just as surely as I die every day.
他说：“如果死人不复活。”
He said, if the dead do not resurrect,
他说我们就吃吃喝喝吧。
Then let us eat and drink.
因为明天就要死了。
Because we die tomorrow.
你知道保罗在这里他并不是说像我们中国人讲的今朝有酒今朝醉哈。
So Paul is not telling us just enjoy your life today.
保罗如果你从他认识主耶稣之前的光景的话
From you think from what he was like before he knew Jesus.
保罗是一个很上进的人。
He was somebody who is moving upward.
他什么都要第一的。
He wants to be first in everything.
对不对? 他说我同班的人我是第一名毕业的。
He says in my old class I'm the number one person graduate.
保罗在这里不是讲说今朝有酒今朝醉。
Paul is not saying let's just enjoy our life today.
我们要回到32节。
We need to go back to verse 32.
32节他说我若当日像寻常人。
If I was like the ordinary people,
保罗他在其他的福音、其他的书信里面，他常常讲，他说，按着人的常理来说，
he often in other the letters says according to the logic reason.
其实就是他就讲说那些只在今生眼睛只看到眼前的那些盼望的人。
He was speaking of those who are hope is only for the present.
当然。 我们希望凡事顺利，
of course, we like everything will go smoothly.
我们也希望凡事平安，
whether everything will be peaceful.
这不是我们常常在教会里面听到的祷告吗？
Isn't this what we hear in our prayers?
我们心里面所想的，
this is what we think in our thoughts.
我们心里面所听的，
this is what we hear in our hearts.
是我们喜欢听的，
this is what we like to hear.
我们喜欢接受的信息，
this is the message we like to receive.
就是神给我，
God will give me.
他会给我带来平安。
He will give me peace.
他会给我带来喜乐。
He will bring me joy.
他会保护我们。
He will protect us.
他会给我工作。
He will give me my work.
等等等等等等。
And such and such.
他在33节的时候，
at verse 33，
保罗说：“你们不要自欺，烂交是败坏善行的。”
He says, "Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts character."
保罗在这里也是提醒那教会里面的人。
He's also remind people in the church.
他说：“你们不要去接受那些恶的信息。”
Do not receive those bad.
不要去接受那些恶的理论。
Do not receive those evil.
这些会败坏你的生活。
They were going to corrupt your life.
保罗他提到他受苦。
Paul mentioned his suffering.
弟兄姐妹，我们从圣经上面看，你从旧约一直看到新约。
So brothers and sisters, if you study from Old Testament to New Testament,
受苦、经过苦难是很普遍的教导。
Suffering is a very common teaching.
主耶稣他来到这个世界上，
Lord Jesus came to this world.
他是先来，先经过苦难。
He came to taste the suffering.
他替我们死了。
He died for us.
他在，从我们现在看，就是礼拜四的晚上。
So we're looking is like Thursday night.
被抓到大祭司的院里。
He was captured into the.
被送到比拉多的院子里面。
Went to the governor's palace.
被人家吐唾沫在他脸上。
And they spit on him.
被人家用这个荆棘的鞭子，就是用那个牛筋做的鞭子，上面有骨头的。
So he was slashed with the things of
来打他
to hit him.
这是他受的苦。
This is what he suffered.
其实主耶稣受的苦还有。
Actually, there's more than
你们有没有想过？
Have you ever thought?
他穿着我们人的这个以前这个有一个老牧师他讲，他说这个叫做臭皮囊啊。
There was a preacher who used to think what he wore is just like our old body that was decaying.
其实他就是在受苦。
He was really suffering.
他一出生就被人家反对。
So he was opposed at the beginning of his birth.
我们可以说还没有出生就大概就被人家反对了。
We can say he was even being opposed before he was born.
他经历苦难。
It's through the suffering.
是必须的。
That's necessary.
因为苦难之后， 带来的是荣耀的冠冕。
Because the suffering will bring the crown of glory.
所以弟兄姐妹，
so brothers and sisters,
你在这个世界上碰到苦难的时候，
when you facing troubles,
不要大惊小怪，
don't be surprised.
因为圣经上告诉我们说， 他说我们受苦是必然的。
Because the Bible tells us it's necessary for us to suffer.
你要跟随主做门徒，
if you want to follow the Lord to be a disciple,
你一定要受苦难，
you shall face suffering.
因为这个世代是与神反对的，
because this time opposes God.
圣经上告诉我们说，我们会因行善而受苦。
The Bible teaches we shall be suffering because doing good.
这个行善就是主神为我们预备要我们行的善。
So the doing good is what the God has prepared for us to do.
彼得对当时的教会的人这么讲。
So Peter told the churches.
他说你们蒙召原是为了受苦。
So you were called for suffering.
他说因基督也为你们受过苦。
Because Christ suffered for you.
给你们留下榜样。
I give you that example.
叫你们跟随他的脚中行。
So you shall follow his footsteps.
在圣经里面有一个妈妈。
There was a mother in the Bible.
就是亚勒非的太太。
Is the wife of Aleph.
他有两个儿子，你们认得吗？
He has two sons. Do you know them?
记不记得啊？
Do you remember?
谁啊？
Who are they?
约翰。
John.
还有。雅各是不是啊
？John and James，
他到主耶稣的面前为他们两个求我们，我自己在想到英文有一句话就是为他们求一个 job 哈，为他们求一个工作，一个 position 是 cushy job，
不是 cushy job，
是很舒服的一个 job， 钱又多的。
So this mother who came to Christ, who was asking some for his sons to get a very cushy job, so very comfortable, very well-paid job.
主耶稣就告诉他。
So Lord Jesus told her.
主耶稣说，我所喝的杯，你们可以喝吗？
So Jesus asked, "Can you drink the cup I'm going to drink?"
今天我们有喝杯哈，还有吃饼。
We did take the cup and ate the bread.
他说我所喝的杯你们能喝吗？
Can you drink the cup I was going to drink?
他说他这个西比泰的太太两个儿子就说 Oh yeah, sure, 我们可以的。
So these two sons says, yes, we can.
主耶稣跟他讲，他说我所喝的杯你们一定要喝的。
Jesus said, the cup I'm drinking, you are going to drink.
主耶稣没有告诉我们，在这个世界上，我们是会平安顺利。
Jesus didn't tell us, in this life, in this world, we shall be peaceful and everything will go fine with us.
圣灵借着彼得告诉教会。
So the Spirit through Peter told the church.
他说你们蒙召原是为了受苦。
Because you were called for suffering.
弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
你过的是一种什么样的生活呢？
What kind of life are you living?
当主耶稣在克西马尼园的时候。
When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
犹大。带着一大批人来抓耶稣。
So Judah led a great group of people to catch him.
他做了一件事情。
He did one thing.
他就是向主耶稣跟主耶稣亲嘴。
And he kissed our Lord Jesus.
亲嘴很多时候我们说是甜的哈。
So sometimes we think a kiss is.
所以我们讲是很好的一个关系。
It's a very good relationship.
但是主耶稣就问他。
So.Jesus asked him,
他说你用亲嘴的记号卖人子吗？
Are you using this as a sign to betray the Son of Man?
我们今天是不是也在这个世界上过一种这样子的生活呢？
Are we living such a life in this world?
我们来到他的面前，我们只用我们的嘴唇来亲他。
We come before him, we kiss him with our mouth.
我们心里面我们只抓住今世的盼望。
But in our heart will hold on to the hopes of this world.
主耶稣的复活，
the resurrection of our Lord Jesus,
在你生活中有多少的分量？
How much does weigh in your life?
我们一起祷告。
Well, let us pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，
Dear Lord Jesus.
我们要到你面前承认我们自己的过犯。
We want to confess our transgressions.
我们的罪过。
Our sins.
我们是软弱的。
We are weak.
你让我们真的是来到你的面前。
You let us come before you.
让我们知道是你从高天伸出手来抓住我们。
Let us know that you have extended your hand from heaven and hold on to us.
把我们从大水中拉出来。
And saved us from the deep water.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
感谢你，你是那位复活的真主。
We thank you. You are the true Lord of resurrection.
我们这样子感谢祷告，是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray and thanks.In the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, 马牧师。
We thank Reverend Ma.
请起立，唱回应诗366首。
Please rise.